Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC pro wrestling and entertainment news and commentary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's show.
It's so hard for him.
It is very hard for him. Welcome to the show of death, which is this week. I am your host, Justin, joined by Skeets, joined by Vince.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Joined by Mr. Short.
Hi.
And it's a Kwanzaa Mishimugama. The whole group is here. Dan is back.
Yay.
Yay. What did everybody do for New Year's?
Went to bed early.
Went to bed early.
I stayed home with the children.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
I finally met his baby.
Yeah, I saw we.
And he touched my testicles.
That's true. Happy New Year.
Yeah. And then that stupid cunt came around the corner. I was like, oh, it's cute. And she's like, you said cute.
What stupid cunt?
The fucking Walmart. Remember the chick?
I didn't see her.
What chick?
Jesus Christ, man.
Obviously somebody that wasn't cute.
You touched
cute.
My nuts. I was...
No, with the baby. I was looking at the baby. I said, cute. And the lady was like, that's all you...
No, she thought you said she was cute.
No. No.
Yeah, all right. Let's get into TV news this week. We'll just start off. A lot of death this week, so just get ready.
Yeah.
The heirs to a New Hampshire teacher who wrote a poem about a soft kitty 80 years ago said in a lawsuit Monday that TV's Big Bang Theory has violated their copyrights. The daughter's lawsuit is seeking unspecified damages from the show's producers and distributors. Says the soft kitty lyrics have been used in their entirety on at least 8 episodes of the show since March 2008. Says the lyrics have also been used in merchandising, including being displayed in their entirety on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, pajamas, mouse pads, phone covers, wallets, air fresheners, refrigerator magnets, singing plush toys, and other products. I don't know if they'll win that one, but...
How long ago was it written?
80 years ago.
Oh.
So... Yeah, I don't know.
75 years is the...
I thought it was 100 years.
It might be 100.
Did they bump it up?
Yeah, I think they did.
Well, it's going to be 1,000 here pretty soon when Disney fucking...
That's... Yeah.
Yeah.
In They Should Be Strung Up and Killed news, Glee star Mark Salling, who played Puck on the show, was arrested for possessing child porn.
Imagine that shit.
LAPD's Internet Crimes Against Glee. Children Task Force... Puck. Obtained a warrant and served it Tuesday morning. This was first reported by the TV show Crime Watch Daily. Told cops searched his computer at his Sunland home and found hundreds of images. Law enforcement sources say the images they captured from his computer were children significantly younger than 15 and 16. Sources say an ex-girlfriend of his tipped off cops saying they investigated before the raid to make sure it wasn't a revenge allegation. That she was just saying it, but nope. Looks like it was real. He was released on bail. I think $20,000 bail or something like that.
Ooh.
So yeah, string his ass up.
Glee.
Yep.
Queers and kid fuckers.
Yeah. New images were released for Daredevil Season 2.
Who's that?
That's your new Elektra.
But better than Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
It's better than Jennifer Garner, but look at that Mexican face.
Dude, yeah.
Elektra's
Asian. If anything,
I thought she was Hispanic.
No.
She's Greek.
Oh, close enough.
Okay, maybe she's Greek.
Look, Grecian nose.
I'm trying to.
That hairy pits.
Oh my God, Iron Man.
I can't click on the rest of them because you got me giggling like an idiot. Oh,
she's hot.
Yeah,
she's not bad looking, but she's not Elektra.
Go back to watching Glee.
There is Glee. Punisher.
Yeah.
John Bernthal as Punisher. That looks...
There's a over arrow right there.
Is
there.
Okay, I couldn't see it for the thing.
Yep.
There's your Season 2 suit.
Is that black?
Yeah, it's dark red. Like, okay. Real dark maroon
dark
and black.
Dark red.
Dark red. Foggy, Karen, and Matt in a church. Imagine that.
I like Karen.
And Daredevil in a church, so...
Doesn't Foggy die?
No.
That's
no. No, he's still alive. Even in the comic, he's still alive. Mm-hmm. So
they did a really good job casting him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised they did quite well with that. Let's see. If you're ever wondering what Craig Ferguson was up to after he left the Late Late Show...
Drinking?
Well, a lot of that, because he's Scottish.
Liquor.
And he does the Celebrity Name Game. Apparently, he's going to have a new show on the History Channel, where celebrities and experts will sit down to discuss history. It is called Join or Die.
What? History on the History Channel?
Yeah.
They're called for.
Yeah. It's not aliens, believe it or not. The Cosby gots in troubles.
Yeah, he did.
Bill Cosby was charged with... I ain't going to do the whole thing like that. Which was charged with sexual assault in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. The criminal charges stem from a woman's accusation that he drugged and sexually abused her at his home in a suburb north of Philly in 2004. Kevin Steele, the Montgomery County DA-elect, said that Mr. Cosby faces felony charges of indecent assault. Predecessor of the district attorney's office, Bruce Castor, declined to prosecute Mr. Cosby in the case in 2005, saying he did not believe there was sufficient evidence. Prosecutors say the alleged assault occurred early in 2004, and the charges were filed now to beat the 12-year statute of limitations. Aggravated indecent assault carries a punishment of 5 to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. He will remain free on bail of $1 million. All of our heroes are gone. Fucking CBS and Paramount. Star Trek Axanar. Is the subject of a lawsuit filed on Friday in California federal court. This is no ordinary Star Trek film. The forthcoming feature film, preceded by a short film, is the source of more than $1 million in crowdfunding on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. The producers, which was led by Alec Peters, they aim to make a studio-quality film. As the pitch to investors put it, while some may call it a fan film, we are not licensed by CBS. Axanar has professionals working in front and behind the camera with a fully professional crew, many of whom have worked on Star Trek itself, who to ensure Axanar will be the quality of Star Trek that all the fans want to see. According to a description of the movie on the defendant's website, Axanar takes place 21 years before the events of Where No Man Has Gone Before, which was the first episode with Kirk and all everybody. It's the story of Garth of Izar, the legendary Starfleet captain who is Captain Kirk's hero. It tells the story of Garth and his crew during the 4 Years' War, the war with the Klingon Empire that almost tore the Federation apart. Garth's victory at Axanar solidified the Federation and allowed it to put it to become what we know in Kirk's time, is the year 2245, and the war with Klingons ends here. The producers did meet with Paramount a while back, and they were under the understanding that as long as they made no profit from the movie, the CBS and Paramount were going to be cool with it. But apparently that's no longer the case. They're being sued for copyright and all this crap, so...
Wow.
I just want my Star Trek, man.
Yeah.
And that's what I think about that.
Good way to piss off the fans that are, you know. But yeah, the U.S. Postal Service is going to release 4 Star Trek stamps this year.
Cool.
To commemorate the 50th anniversary.
And they're all dead actors.
No actors on them. Do you watch Gravity Falls?
Yes.
The series finale, I'm sorry, is set for February 15th.
Shit, don't tell it to Devlin.
On Disney XD. That's the series. They're ending it, so.
That's some serious shit.
Yeah. Last thing for TV news, and I told you this is the show of death, so we're just going to start with the first one. MASH star Wayne Rogers, Trapper John, passed away at 82. So.
TV series or?
TV series, yeah. Yep. Movie news this week. Star Wars The Force Awakens will hit Blu-ray on April 15th. They've already announced and it has already passed $1.5 billion in 19 days at the box office. So,
still haven't seen it.
I know. Ice Films has been down.
I still haven't seen it.
Okay.
I don't want to waste my bandwidth on it.
You should. I think it's worth it. First look pictures, and I don't have them, for Lunchable Snacks Man Purse as Doctor Strange. It looks okay. The hair's brown. It's not black, but other than that, it looks like Doctor Strange. It was also confirmed that Mads Mikkelsen, who played Hannibal on the TV series, will be playing the main villain, which the guess is that he will be playing Dormammu. And you know how they've been doing in the Marvel movies, different things are the Infinity Stones?
Yeah.
Like the Tesseract is the blue. It looks like the Eye of a Agamotto, the thing that Doctor Strange wears on his chest that holds his thing together. It looks like that's going to be the Time Stone.
Hmm.
So that will also tie into Infinity Wars and down the road. Concept art for the upcoming X-Force movie was leaked, and it looks like your team will be Cable, Domino, Warpath, Cannonball, and Boomer. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's like the original lineup.
Yeah, it pretty much is. Now, whether or not they slide Deadpool in there, yeah, we'll see.
I bet there'll be a cameo.
Oh, yeah, at least.
I wonder who they'll get to be Domino.
Boy, I don't know.
Or even Cable.
Cable should be... Man,
we cast Cable.
We did. I think we all went with the guy from Avatar, the older guy that looks like he looks like Cable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... David Bruckner, who did the horror movies VHS, he was also slated to direct the Friday the 13th reboot, has dropped out due to them continuously pushing it back and doing rewrites, and he had other projects lined up, so he has dropped out. No word on who will be taking over. Keeping with the horror movie theme, Dimension Films, this was a gigantic shocker this week, no longer has the rights to Halloween. Oh. They were the distributor. They've had it for the last 20 years. Miramax is shopping the franchise and seeking a new distributor. If it ends up at Warner Brothers / New Line, because that's the same company, you could possibly have a crossover down the line or a shared universe type of thing with Michael Myers, Jason, Freddy, and Leatherface.
That'd be cool.
All will be under the same company, therefore they could all be in the same...
Leatherface in space.
Well, Hellraiser was Miramax, too.
Yeah.
In space.
In space.
Yeah, they already did that.
I know.
Jason
awful.
X.
In space.
Well, they did Hellraiser in space, too.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Hellraiser 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah, when they were on the fucking space station.
Wow, it was awful.
Yeah,
it was awful. A picture was released from the upcoming Deadpool movie, and it shows Negasonic Teenage Warhead, the girl, in what appears to be an X-Men uniform. When producers were asked about it, they confirmed it was in fact a New Mutants uniform. So she may be a part of the New Mutants movie. Obviously, she has the uniform. I wouldn't see why not. Do you remember the movie Where the Red Fern Grows?
Yeah.
We all watched it as a kid. The house and barn used in the movie were washed away when storms caused floods in Oklahoma this last weekend.
Hmm. I never watched the movie.
Really?
We read the book, but we never watched the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read the book and watched the movie.
Yeah.
And they found the fern.
That's true.
Damn right they did.
Not damn right.
In an interview with Charlie Rose, George Lucas opened his mouth and inserted his foot.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Where he called Disney white slavers. And said he was not a fan of the new movie going in more of a reboot mode instead of doing a whole new story, which what he did with each of the prequels.
Yeah, that's why they sucked ass.
He later came out, I think it was the next day, and apologized for his remarks, saying that Disney are white slavers. Just count your money, George, and just be happy.
They're dirty Jews, but not white slavers.
Are they Jews? Well, now Walt's gone. Yeah, they might be.
Oh, yeah.
He was against the Jews.
Yeah.
I like how we all just giggled at that and with no context.
It's true, though.
It is true. CW has announced that it will be debuting the new trailer for Suicide Squad on January 19th during two new TV specials. First up is DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Their Time Is Now, which will be at 9 p.m., which will feature an in-depth look at the origin stories of the heroes and villains on the show Legends of Tomorrow. Then at 9:30, they'll premiere DC Films Presents Dawn of the Justice League, which will give fans an inside look into WB's upcoming films, will be hosted by Kevin Smith. The special will feature a look at Batman vs. Superman, plus the all-new trailer for Suicide Squad and a sneak peek at Wonder Woman. Will include never-before-seen footage, interviews with Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, and many more. What are you two weird fuckers doing?
Touching each other. We're brothers, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Quentin Tarantino, you know that cop hater. The Weinstein Company and Columbia Pictures have been accused of copyright infringement for their 2012 movie Django Unchained. The filmmaker and the distributors were named as defendants in a lawsuit filed on December 24th in Washington, D.C. federal court by Oscar Colvin Jr. and his son Terrence. The Colvins assert that the defendants have infringed on the copyright of their screenplay Freedom, citing what they allege are extensive similarities to Django Unchained. The plaintiffs are asking for $100 million.
Jenkins?
I don't know if they'll be able to... Copyrights are always really hard to prove, but it depends on when the... You would have to show when the screenplay was made and who's seen it.
Yeah.
If nobody... You know, with Weinstein's or Columbia or Tarantino even saw it, then how would they know? Mm-hmm. So, back to Quentin Tarantino. He told Variety magazine that Kill Bill 3 is still a possibility.
Jesus, why?
I'm not committing to it, but I wouldn't be surprised if the bride made one more appearance before the whole thing is said and done. He also said that he has had some talks with Uma Thurman about it as well.
How?
I don't know.
Because she killed everybody. Even Bill. Everybody died.
Yeah.
She killed Bill.
She killed Bill. It's over.
End of the movie.
The only person that didn't die in there was the weird old man that had all the cut up bitches.
Oh, yeah.
And then the one blonde.
The daughter. That's how you.
Hannah. She never died.
She did?
Yeah.
The Mamba?
Yeah. She plucked out her eyes, just left her in there.
Oh, yeah.
So she could have made it out.
I think if you continue it, you do it with Vivica Fox's daughter going after the bride. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Please don't. Just leave it alone.
And Tarantino would just not making movies now.
Yep, I think he's about done. He really should be.
After
Hateful Eight.
After I still haven't seen it.
I haven't heard anything good about it.
Nope.
I heard it's funny.
I watched as much of it as I could, and it's nothing special. It's just a movie. Nope. Everybody was building it up, and it's going to be great and fantastic. It's Tarantino's new. It's something you would find at Cinemax on 3 in the afternoon on Tuesday.
Even Inglourious Basterds was pretty awful.
I didn't hate that one as much, but...
It had parts that were good. Yeah.
Jackie Brown was his last... Good
I
movie.
Like Jackie Brown too. Yeah.
That was it. After Jackie Brown, shit. Yeah.
Take some Benadryl. So, and watch it.
Disney chairman Bob Iger did confirm there will be a new Indiana Jones movie. And Steven Spielberg did come out and say that we are not recasting Indiana Jones. It will be Harrison Ford. So, like he needs more money.
That one little bastard.
LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kill him?
God, I hope.
The aliens.
Yeah, the aliens ate him or some shit like that.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't.
Jesus. I've never seen the whole thing. I've only seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Martial arts and movie legends Tony Jaa and Jet Li, along with Indian, like the biggest actress in India, Deepika Padukone. Are joining Vin Diesel in The Return of Xander Cage. That's a new Triple X movie. So,
but this is don't look like
a dot, not a feather. That's.
Yeah, but is she fine?
It's not a chick.
Yeah, it is. Padukone. As Mr. Short looks it up, if you are like us and you want
Deepika,
Padukone. Yep. If you want a good Mystery Science Theater and you go with Riff Tracks, which was the original crew.
Not too bad.
Right? Mm-hmm. Humble Bundle this week.
Mm.
until the 7th. For $12, here's what you get. This is all Riff Track stuff. Batman Takes Over, National Geographic Demon Bat, Measuring Man, which is like a Superman ripoff, like one of the teaching Timmy how to use a ruler type thing. Manos, The Hands of Fate, Plan 9 from Outer Space,
fuck yeah.
Birdemic, Sharknado, and the big one, Super Mario Brothers the Movie.
That's amazing.
All for $12 on Humble Bundle. It's their weekly bundle if you're clicking it.
That's
so,
not bad.
No, that's really good. Ryan Coogler, who directed Creed, is not confirmed as the new Black Panther director, as was previously reported this week. It looks like he will get it, but it's not set in stone yet. But Marvel did come out and say that the Black Panther movie will set up Infinity Wars. So they're all tying and going. So, speaking of more Marvel, Thanos, you know him. He's kind of the big bad guy that ties all the shit together.
Yeah.
Not going to be a part of Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2.
I saw that and I was like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Like, how?
Yeah.
They left the end of Guardians of the Galaxy like Thanos is going to be the big bad in the rest of the movies.
Yeah, so I don't know how the hell they're going to do that, but... next to last story for movies this week, and I wasn't sure if I should even put this story out there. We talked months ago when they announced that they were doing Captain America Civil War about what would be in the movie, how would it differ from the comic book. It's not going to differ much. Spoilers, if you do not want to know, skip ahead a few minutes. Okay, ready? Here we go. The movie will begin with a funeral scene. I told you this is the show of death. And it will end with a funeral scene. The first one will be the funeral for Peggy Carter, Agent Carter. You know, that was kind of a given because the one, she was already in the... with Steve visits her in the hospital and the Alzheimer's kicks in and she, she's already you.
She's already in her 70s.
Right.
Yeah.
So she deserves to die. There's,
and they hope to burn it out.
So I'm not going to feel bad.
Oh, I guess. Right.
Okay. Sure. It's a good death.
This will be at the beginning of the film. It's also how Steve Rogers connects with Sharon Carter, who will be his romantic interest in the movie. She's been in all the movies. Agent 13.
Sharon Peters?
The daughter of the girl he was boning before.
Yes.
It could be his daughter.
It's Peggy. No, they never did. They never got together because he got shipped off to war, but that was his girlfriend.
He wanted to bone.
Yes.
I was going to bone your mom, but then I got frozen, so now I'm going to
bone you. Yeah. Captain America Civil War will end with the funeral of Captain America, Steve Rogers.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they're sticking
if
to the book.
You read the comics, you already knew that.
Yeah.
He doesn't die.
During the film, Steve will make a deal with the government stating that they are not to hunt down the people that allied with him during Civil War. I'll turn myself in. Don't go after the guys. After Steve is taken into custody, he is killed. Which will probably, if you go for the comic, he was shot by, was it Crossbones?
Yeah, Crossbones,
yeah. Yeah. Sacrificing himself for his fellow heroes. At Steve's funeral, Tony Stark will be very broken up over this, and the mood is extremely sad. Other heroes will blame Stark for Rogers' death. Even though it seems like Steve Rogers will be gone, that does not mean Captain America won't live on. They have shot three different endings where three different actors pick up Cap's shield. Sharon Carter, Agent 13.
Oh, it'll be a woman.
Yep.
Anthony Mackie, Falcon.
Yeah.
Or a black guy.
Or Sebastian Stan, the Winter Soldier.
Now, I'd like to see that, but it's not going to happen.
No, they're going to go with Winter Soldier, I think.
It was Bucky, though, wasn't it?
It was Bucky. Bucky did take... Yeah.
They better do it that way.
That's... Yeah, don't fuck that up.
Because then he comes back and demasks himself and he's Ronin.
Yes, because that's how you go into the Ronin storyline.
Who?
Bucky.
Oh.
Yeah, but Captain America is actually Ronin.
Right. So.
He hit himself.
So he comes back?
Yeah.
He's not really dead?
Yeah.
He's
not really dead, but get off of
him. Shield was able to save him after he got shot. And Crossbones shot him in the head or in the neck or something like that. Yeah. He did flatline, but they brought him back after everybody And that's how they played it off as...
Oh, so closed casket.
Right. Yeah. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Didn't want Captain America spoilers. Last thing for movie news and continuation of the show of death.
Vagina.
Jason Wingreen, the voice of Boba Fett, passed away. He was also Harry the Bartender from All in the Family. He was 95, died on Christmas. The family just announced it the other day.
So. Merry Christmas.
Boba Merry Christmas. Comic book news this week, moving on. Wonder Woman Earth 1. Oh my god, has this caused all types of shit. It's written by Grant Morris and Yannick Paquette, I believe, did the art. It's an original graphic novel in hardcover. It's like a one-shot. Be published by DC, comes out in April. Shit has hit the fan about this book from what little clip or pages I've seen of it. It's almost a bondage rape fantasy story.
Fuck yeah.
Where
she's got the rope, for Christ's sake.
Wonder Woman gets raped by Hercules, and you can just, it goes down from there. And just...
Well, I mean, you tie her up with the rope and ask her if she wants to be raped. Of course she's going to say yes.
Yeah, so it's...
I mean, you know.
It's the rope of truth.
Come on.
Yeah, so...
It could have been all legit. She could have been like, yeah.
But, yeah, so that caused, the feminists to come out immediately and...
Whatever.
Squawked.
And, chicks and their rape fantasies. I don't want to even talk about it.
But, moving on. Since the New 52 relaunch in September 2011, DC have canceled and relaunched a number of books. Some have been relaunched under an almost similar name, like Suicide Squad became New Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Teen Titans became New Teen Titans, and on and on. After the 52nd issue of the remaining big books in May, a bunch of them are going to undergo name changes and relaunches. So all new number ones coming out in the summer. So... You know, they don't know which ones they're going to do yet and what they'll change the names to, but they're going to do that. Kind of like how Marvel has relaunched Howard the Duck 3 times in the last year.
Yeah.
With all new number ones, and even the writer makes fun of it in the new issue. He goes, no, not that number two. Not that one either. The other number two, the from last time. Yeah, that one. So, DC Comics, again, has you covered as the publisher has released adult coloring book variant covers for Green Arrow 48, Green Lantern 48, Action Comics 48, and Detective Comics 48. These are just the black and white art. You can color it in on your own. Okay. It's better than the hip-hop variants, I guess.
Yeah.
That Marvel did. So.
DC's doing Looney Tunes variants.
Yes.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, some of those are cool. Last thing for comic book news this week. After 25 years, Mike Mignola is bringing Hellboy to a close. He revealed to Vulture that Hellboy in Hell will conclude with issue 10 early in 2016, and that he is done telling his Hellboy story. That's it. He will continue to... It's not like executive produce, but he'll help oversee the BRPD book, which has Abe Sapien and the girl. Selma Blair's character.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
It's that kind of offshoot of Hellboy, but the actual Hellboy book itself and the character will be done.
They need to make another movie.
They're trying to... Ron Perlman wants to get that third Hellboy movie done. And
fucking Doug Jones is on it, too.
Yeah, and now that Pacific Rim 2's been delayed, Del Toro has the time. And like, now's now. Do it now. You have the time. Fucking do it now. Quit pissing around. Wrestling news this week. There's not a lot. The Rock announced that he will be at WrestleMania this year, but in what capacity is still unknown. There's rumors that he could wrestle, but then a rumor came out that his insurance through the movie studios will not allow him to wrestle in case he gets injured. That would push back production of movies. But, you know, who knows? My guess is he's probably going to get put in Hall of Fame. So, this next story. God damn it. Sometimes it sucks to be a wrestling fan because you get roped in with these idiots. After the segment on Monday Night Raw where Vince McMahon was arrested by the NYPD.
Did he really get arrested?
No.
I figured he didn't.
Fans actually called the NYPD both wanting him released or to have more charges pressed against him. It's a fucking TV show. God damn it, folks.
You're the one who watches this shit.
It's all fake.
After what? I actually turned it off after this segment.
Look.
Because it was so badly acted.
I love wrestling. And I only say that because we're on a network that's all wrestling. So
I'm just saying. Hey, even they shit on it. All right. So it was so bad. I mean, God damn it.
Oh, it's moving to USA. Thursday's at 8.
Yeah, SmackDown's moving.
Yeah, I keep seeing the commercials.
Yeah, this week, I think. On to better news. Magnus and Mickey James got married on New Year's Day.
It's all fake.
No, the marriage is real. They have a kid. Well, as real as marriages and wrestling get.
What, they had a bastard before they got?
Absolutely.
Okay.
TNA premieres on Pop. Used to be TV Guide Network, but now it's Pop. This week, they have been running videos about something or someone called The Miracle. My guess is that it will be Michael Bennett and Maria's debut. You gotta go again?
The boy's gotta pee.
Oh, you haven't gone? Go!
He must have had about 15 Dr. Peppers.
Racist pizza.
Our own Forrest Gump. Last thing for wrestling, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Wrestle Kingdom is today or right now, I don't know, depending on time, but they announced a new NXT-like promotion called Lionsgate, which will allow them to bring in talent from different promotions as well as giving their young lions more experience. This is going to be their developmental system, so. On to video game news, of which I have none.
I got a couple. Apparently, a 270-pound man sits on his son and suffocates him while he played video games. Apparently, it was Christmas Eve or Christmas, and the adults were playing video games, and they wouldn't go to bed, so the dad sits on his kid and suffocates him.
What the actual fuck?
American white guy.
How old was the kid?
It didn't say. Oh. Didn't matter.
No.
Not really.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I can't.
Show of death.
Just fucking drop that guy. Let's see. The Steam Summer Sale. Steam Winter Sale.
Hey, try that
Was going on. It ends today. I didn't buy shit.
Lahayim.
But I really didn't want anything. There's really nothing going on. I don't know of anything else.
Feel better.
Hey, man, PP.
I got nothing.
All right.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Go to sports.
That's it for video game sports. Yeah. As the show of death continues.
Yeah.
Harlem Globetrotter legend Meadowlark Lemon died at 83.
Was he the bald one?
No, that was Curly.
Okay.
No, he was the kind of the MC, the big, he was the main guy that did all the talking with the, you know.
On the Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where a lot of people knew him from, was the Scooby-Doo. In the Go Fuck Yourself San Diego Chargers story of the week, NFL, the San Diego Chargers fined safety Eric Weddle $10,000 for staying on the field at halftime during a Week 15 game against the Dolphins so he could watch his daughter perform during a dance ceremony they were doing at halftime. After not disclosing the fine for a week, his agent, David Cantor, tweeted about the fine in an angry series of tweets directed at the Chargers. The team then placed Weddle on injured reserve on Monday against his wishes, certainly ending his career with the team. According to his agent, the Chargers aren't going to let him travel with the team this week or today for the final game of the season, so...
Fuck it, is he getting paid?
No. Well, I don't know if he'll get paid or not. He's on IR, so he'll get paid discounted. But, yeah, he wanted to watch his daughter. They're out of the playoffs. They're, you know, there's nothing they could do. He wanted to watch his daughter perform at halftime, so he just stayed out and watched his daughter dance. His little, like, 6 or 8 year old daughter, and... You know,
I tell him to go suck a dick.
Absolutely. Somebody's going to pick him up, and that first game that he plays against San Diego, you're probably going headhunting on somebody.
Kill somebody.
Yeah.
Well, NFL has gotten retarded.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's about like that shoe deal where that guy was wearing the wrong color shoes.
Yep, and they find him every week, and he's still doing it.
Because they're getting paid. It's a fucking mob, man. It's a mob mentality. We're going to pay you guys, but they got to wear all them fucking shoes. You're going to make them wear them shoes, or you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Yeah. With the rise of Conor McGregor and the crash of Ronda Rousey, 2015 was a record year for the UFC. Excuse me. In an interview with CNN, UFC CEO Lorenzo Fertitta revealed that his company would generate $600 million in revenue for this last year. Not all of that's obviously profit, but they're not hurting for money right now. One of the big fights was last night, and Robbie Lawler beat Carlos Condit. I believe it was a split decision. Fans immediately are asking for a rematch because apparently it could have went either way, but one guy landed like 5 times more punches and lost the fight. So, good question. Last thing for sports news this week. Two things, sorry. I skipped ahead. Philadelphia Eagles fired coach Chip Kelly a week ahead of the last game of the season, which is really weird that you always usually wait till the end of the year and then you fire him. Colts.
What happened with Pagano?
Well, that's the report came out that he will not be retained for next season. He declined a contract offer or contract extension at the beginning of the year. He turned it down. Now the teams went to hell because everybody got hurt, so he's going to be fired. Last thing for sports news, New York. A band of masked robbers boxed in New York Knicks player Cleanthony Early's cab with their vehicles as he left a strip club on Wednesday, demanding his gold before shooting him in the leg. Law enforcement officials told the AP that he left Cityscapes in Queens with his girlfriend about 4:30 a.m. in an Uber cab when his vehicle was surrounded by at least 2 other cars and as many as 6 men got out. Early handed over 2 gold chains before he was shot in the right kneecap. So,
were they leprechauns? Give me your gold. You know?
Who does that shit? Where are you going to hurt an NBA player?
In the knee.
You shoot him in the leg.
Yeah. Still. Or the elbow.
Or the elbow.
Below the elbow.
It was Mr. T. Yeah.
Give me your gold.
Give me the gold. That's it.
And your fucking lucky charm.
That's it for sports news.
I wasn't in New York.
Yeah.
I swear.
Well, in continuation of the minority crime report.
Monkeys.
Chris Brown. Suspected of battery and theft in Las Vegas.
Again, he beat a woman. Again.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly, maybe the bitch deserved it.
Chris Brown we're talking about.
Yeah, and he probably has shitty taste in girls, too.
Rihanna.
Well, the woman appeared to have...
A big fucking black eye, probably.
Appeared to have minor injuries sustained as a result of battery. She tried to take a picture of him. He took her phone, and then she made a report. And then somebody, a representative for Brown, released a statement, said that the statements are unequivocally untrue.
He didn't do nothing.
Right.
I'm trying to. I don't want to stand up for him, but God damn it.
It's retaliation since she was kicked out of a party for her behavior, but a crime report has been taken for misdemeanor theft and misdemeanor battery.
Why would you want his picture anyway?
Crazy bitch.
And investigations remain ongoing.
Show of death.
Yeah.
Crazy bitch.
Christian metalcore band called Four Today.
Okay.
Had their gear stolen. A whole trailer of gear.
The devil.
The devil did it.
It was Satan.
It's always Satan.
A kid called them and said that he wanted a reward. And then a representative for the band called him back, and I don't know, they didn't say in the report that they gave him a reward, but he said that he saw his uncle and his dad unloading stuff from a trailer their house.
See, I thought I was going to say it was the robot devil. He just left a golden fiddle. Took all the equipment, left the golden fiddle.
Where was Megadeth?
Well, apparently, the cops had been watching this family for a while because they were running a drug cartel. So, and they didn't have any leads. They couldn't go in and search the house until they stole that band's trailer of stuff.
Wow.
So
Jesus has a plan.
But God is an awesome God. They only got back a third of their stuff.
What the hell they do? Grind it down and put the rest in the meth?
I have no idea. They cut it open and filled their guitars with cocaine.
Makes me play like Eddie.
Jesus Christ.
Motley Crue played their last concert.
This was it. Yeah, the Mick can't do no more. So he's
December 31st. Tommy Lee got his
I saw this.
His drum kit stuck on his drum roller coaster.
You know what it's called?
Upside down.
It's called the Crucifly.
Yeah. It was stuck upside down, and he apparently stopped the concert and yelled down,
"Help!
It's not working. Somebody help me!"
Yeah, it looks like a giant roller coaster. It's got the tracks and everything.
He turns upside down. He wears a 5-point harness and shit. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But
yeah, and he got stuck
upside down. And he said it sounded like there was something wrong when it started moving.
No shit.
I'd like to see it get right in the middle of the fucking stadium and
just the whole thing collapse. Oh, Tommy Lee's dead.
Don't get the hepatitis on you.
His giant wing was 15.
He's one called Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah, that's right.
Guns N' Roses are reportedly asking $8 million to play the Amnesia Festival in Canada.
Why? Nobody will remember it.
you put the ball in the tee. He will swing. All right.
But they apparently System of a Down asked $2 million, and they said that Guns N' Roses was asking four times that. So, like,
it's Guns N' Roses' original lineup over. Yeah. Pay the fucking money.
Well, they said they weren't going to pay it, but I imagine they will pay it.
Yeah. Do you have the other Guns N' Roses story? About their first TV appearance?
Oh, yeah. Kimmel. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. Axl Rose is going to talk to Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to get sober Axl.
No!
That'll be on the 5th.
Yeah. Natalie Cole dead at 65 years old.
Show of death.
Unforgettable in every way.
Hers was from, I can't remember what it was now, but I think it was because she had
a bunch of medical problems. She battled with substance abuse.
Yeah, it was that, but it was the disease that she had to have the transplant for is what eventually ended up taking her. I can't remember what it was.
That's why, darling. It's incredible.
That was her dad's song.
Yeah, I know, but she did a cover of it. They did like a duet.
Yeah, and she can't sing with a shit.
What, did you see her live or something?
Not now.
No, but that song.
It wasn't bad.
It was awful.
She's doing the Whitney duet now.
Hey! She didn't die in a bathtub.
Oh, that's right.
I think she died in a hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, and my final story. Lemmy.
This fucking story.
Lemmy Kilmister died on Monday the 28th. His birthday was on the 24th. He learned he had cancer on the 26th, and then he died on the 28th. He was 70 years old, and he died of a very aggressive cancer.
That killed him in 5 days.
Yeah. Two.
He found out.
Found out, man.
And it killed him 2 days later. It was head and or like brain and neck cancer or something like that.
Get your moles removed.
What'd you say?
Get your moles removed.
Well, and not only that, but I've lost adventure on this one.
Well, yeah, because he was in he was in almost every trauma movie as President Lemmy, or God, if you go by the airheads.
He quit smoking, he cut back on liquor.
Mm-hmm.
And
he tried.
His memorial service will be held January 9th at Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood.
Yeah, because I remember watching, I think it was the Lemmy movie or documentary, and he was always there.
They reserved his spot forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
And Ticketmaster sent out an email on New Year's Day saying not to miss Lemmy at the Download Festival this year.
Oh. Wow.
Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Still fucking up since the 90s.
Yep.
I thought Pearl Jam killed them.
No.
They tried.
They tried. They're still around. In fact, they're in bed together now.
Ticketmaster later apologized.
I'm sure.
Yes. I'm sure they had that email written a long time ago.
Yeah. But damn. Yeah, that sucks, fucking Lemmy. But
Yeah,
that's everything I had.
The drummer from The Specials died.
Yeah, I saw that one too. I can't remember his name.
John Bradley or something like that.
That sounds
special. Right. He was
special.
The Specials. Rudy. I can't think of it. Man,
it's like the worst Notre Dame cheer ever. Rudy.
The drugs are strong.
Yeah,
man.
They are.
A message to you, Rudy.
The lack of
you're
drugs.
So loud.
Obnoxious.
Fuck you.
Give me your gold.
I'll shoot you in the knee.
Gold or your knee? Which one is it?
A friend with weed is a friend indeed.
Right. Your song of the week this week, it has to be Motorhead.
It's Rudy. A message to you, Rudy.
And it's Motorhead, Ace of Spades, of course. So here you go.
From the Midnight Jury, join myself and my co-hosts Adam, Cal, and Sydney as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you! Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, the Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
From the current to the way back, join the Impact player Mr. Phil Rea and Dave Mega Powers as we host the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast live every Friday evening at 9 p.m. on rantemradio.com. You can find all of our episodes on turnbucklethrowbacks.com, Audio Boom, Stitcher, iTunes, and on the TuneIn app. Just search Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
And we're back.
Poop.
Yeah, literally. where are we starting? We got fan casting top 10 or Deadpool?
I didn't even make 10 for the Deadpool.
Well, it comes on the fly. You can just name any 10 people.
Right? All right, let's start with Deadpool, then. Let's just knock that out of the way. I'll start, since everybody's kind of behind on this one. We'll just go around this way.
I'm so high.
For my number 10... And all these are going to be sad except for one of mine. Dick Van Dyke. I don't think he'll make it the year. He just celebrated his birthday, 90-something. But, yeah, I got Dick Van Dyke dying this year. Vince?
Jerry Stiller.
Yeah, that's another one. Dan?
Al Pacino.
Ooh.
I hate to say that, but man, yeah. Old.
That's... Damn, that's going to suck, too. Yeah. Fucking Michael does. Yeah. Mr. Short.
Hey, man.
Harrison Ford.
You fucker. He's on my list, too.
On the set of Indiana Jones. he has to be crushed by Boulder.
Darted by little naked guys.
The new Indiana Jones will be short round. Yeah.
He gets his heart cut out. Kalima.
Yeah. My number 9. Also just celebrated a birthday not too long ago, Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that one next.
Yeah. Vince?
Jared Fogle.
In prison. We hope. We so very hope. Dan?
On the fly, dick face.
Sean Connery.
Ooh. Yeah, he's pushing it too. Mm-hmm. Damn. Short?
I was going to say Stan Lee.
Okay. My number 8, this one will be sad as fuck, but Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
He looks bad.
I think, yeah.
He looks real bad.
I had Harrison Ford.
Okay. We're back to you.
I'd have to say Stan Lee.
Yeah.
You need to scoot closer to the mic.
Stan Lee!
Just giant.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Short.
Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, he's God.
He's 100.
Yeah, that's a good one. I got Jerry Lewis.
I thought
as many health issues as he's had over the last 20 years, I'd say that. Vince.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah. From the pussy looking cancer.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to die.
Really?
Yeah.
If you ever got pussy.
That's where I was going.
Boom. I'll call the wifey. You got HPV?
No, fuck you!
Smack.
Fine, I'll find someone who does.
Sally Fields.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah. Man, we lose her and Burt Reynolds in the same year? That would suck. Mm. The nun flew away. That's a good joke. Fuck you. I got the look for
Nobody
Vince.
Got that.
I don't care.
Bob Barker.
Yeah. As many times as he keeps falling down.
He needs to die.
Spayed and neutered.
Fuck him.
Can you imagine he ends up at, you know, the pearly gates of doggy heaven? We've been waiting on your ass, Bob. All right. My number 6, Betty White.
I was going to say Betty White next.
Yeah.
Sure.
Pushing 90-something. Vince?
Sally Kellerman.
Okay. Dan?
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, now the Playboy ain't doing nudes anymore.
Yeah. Can't give any man a hard time.
Can you believe that? And they picked Pamela Anderson to do the last one. I've seen her naked. Get somebody in there that I haven't seen. Like Justin.
You seen me naked?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the last man that got and saw you naked.
Well, that's true.
He died last year.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh!
Continuing on. Continuing on.
And the light bulb clicked.
Beans.
we could go, but no.
Rapinators.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, he didn't look good in his mugshot. I got Jerry Lee Lewis for number 5.
I thought he was already dead.
Nope. Killer's still kicking, but I don't know if he's going to be going much longer.
Is he still with his cousin?
I don't know.
Ew.
Probably. Vince?
Gary Busey.
Oh,
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, seashell's going to eat him.
Eat a goddamn seashell!
Axl Rose. Yeah. There has to be a couple musicians.
Yeah.
That will die.
Axl gets together one last tour, and right after the tour, he dies.
Yeah, I can see that. Or right before the tour.
Well, that's true.
He never shows up to a fucking gig. So,
all right, Mr. Short,
Ric Flair.
Woo! Yeah, Flair don't look too good lately, and he keeps tapping himself on the shoulders for no weird reason when he's on TV. It's weird.
I'm not a nugget.
that was Owen. Damn it. My number 4. Barbara Eden, Jeannie from I Dream of Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the late 80s, early 90s category. Vince?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Who's
I'm
old?
Hi, bitch!
That was you! Abe Vigoda.
Abe is on the list every year, and he still makes it every year.
That crazy Jew's going to live forever.
Well, he left the fish. He took the cannoli. The cannoli of life. Dan, who you got?
Gene Wilder.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to die.
Yeah. Matter of fact, like, yes, he will die.
Don Rickles.
Nah, yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mr. Hockey Puck. James Earl Jones.
Well, that's just racist.
I had to throw a black guy on here. It would have been completely unracist, but
I'm gonna go with Leonard Cohen.
Okay. Yeah, he's
kinda old.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
I'm gonna go with William Shatner.
Whoa! Oh,
how dare you? Well, yeah. He's in the '90s.
I think I'm going to die.
Robin Williams style.
Suicide blonde boy. Suicide green skinned woman.
Fuck yeah.
Courtney Love.
We can hope. We can hope on that one. My number 2, he admitted he has the HIV. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Money cures that.
Oh yeah. Magic Johnson cure.
Yeah.
But so yeah, he's my number 2. Vince.
Carrie Fisher.
She's got 2 more movies to make, damn it.
She's gonna be dead.
I can see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nicki Minaj.
In a gang-related shooting. With any luck.
She bled out. Both of her kneecaps got shot. She bled out.
Drug overdose. Asphyxiation.
Mel Brooks.
Don't be like that.
From laughter to yeah. Not hopefully not until we get the second Spaceballs movie. But my number
the
one
search for more money.
Yeah, my number 1, Vince McMahon.
We hope.
Well, that sounds terrible, but from the product standpoint, man, we hope.
Should.
All right, Vince, your number 1.
Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh. She's on the Weight Watchers now. She bought like 60% of Weight Watchers. And
yeah.
She's doing commercials.
And now she's going to die.
Now she's going to die.
Cholesterol.
Yeah.
Oh, fried chicken.
I thought this was butter. Yeah. Dan.
that little midget black guy, Beetlejuice. Black guy looking fucker.
He's dead.
He died.
He's already dead?
Yeah. How did you not know a black midget died?
Pick one of these.
Pick one. God.
Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, that's probably, he's got, I think he is actually in hospice.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Dun, dun, yeah.
I'm going to go with George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, Herbert Walker. That's a tough son of a bitch, though. But
read my lips. No new taxes.
Oh, yeah, I think it was a read my lips guy.
Obama.
Oh, yeah, I since this is the first show of the new year, Sonic
Service. What are you doing here?
Again? Sonic the Hedgehog did come out of his hole and did see a shadow, so that means we only have 12 more months of Obama. So, just wanted to make that point. And we'll be getting more downloads from DC again, like we did a couple weeks ago. Fan casting or top 10?
Yep.
All right. Fan casting it is. this is a Marvel grab bag. This is just Marvel characters. Excuse me. That we haven't done yet. So the list is:
stop clapping.
Wonder Man, Tigra, Taskmaster, Cloak and Dagger, U.S. Agent, Stature, Kang the Conqueror, Ronin, Black Tarantula, and Hellcat. Start us off with Wonder Man.
Mark Wahlberg.
Obligatory, but yes.
I had Jared Padalecki.
You forgot Dan.
That works, too. Dan?
Channing Tatum.
I got David Boreanaz. So, okay, in any of those work. Tigra.
Beyonce.
Because she's black? Tigra?
I had Nicole Kidman.
I don't hate that pick.
She had red hair.
What are you skipping over me, nigga? Olivia Wilde.
Ooh.
I like that too.
I like it too. I went with Jolene Blaylock.
Alright.
From
Star Trek.
Enterprise. Yeah. Kind of has that.
Whatever happened to her after Enterprise?
She just disappeared off the face of the planet. But I was going off pictures like that, so I could see her playing Tigra. It takes us to Taskmaster.
Ron Perlman.
Ooh. Interesting.
Jason Statham.
Statham.
Him too.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay, fine.
I went with Keanu. Just because how he is in John Wick. So, I think he could pull it off. Cloak and Dagger. This is a two-parter. So, who you got for Cloak and Dagger?
Michael Jai White.
That's a good pick.
And Heather Graham.
Ooh, that's... Damn, that's good.
Nasty.
When I saw the picture, I was like, that's Roller Girl.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dan?
Terry Crews.
Obligatory black actor.
Miranda May Kerr.
Miranda Kerr.
Oh, the...
yeah.
Fashion model. Mm. Yeah. As Dan grunts and tries to lick the microphone.
Alexandria Daddario.
Oh, yeah.
And?
Yep.
Mike Tyson.
I hate to say it. I can actually see that one.
I do too, yeah.
God. He can't get enough work, man.
No. You see the thing of him on the... hoverboard, or they call them hoverboards.
Yeah, he fell off.
Somebody put it up there with the Mac from Punch-Out, where he does the big uppercut, and Mike fell, so I thought that was late. Edie Gathegi is my pick for Cloak. He was on House and X-Men First Class.
Alright.
And for Dagger, Hunter Haley King. She is...
cute.
Really cute, and she's on, yeah, Young and the Restless and Life in Pieces and stuff like that.
Because we all watch Young and the Restless.
Yep. Blonde with big boobs. That's Dagger. So
I like it.
U.S. Agent. This is your kind of black suit Captain America kind of. All right, who you got?
That guy. Edward Norton.
Not bad. I like that.
Jai Courtney.
Captain Boomerang. I like that, too.
Mark Wahlberg.
God, no! Yeah.
That's for you, Timmy.
Thank you.
I went with Ryan Gosling. Just because I think it's time for him to... Everybody else doing superhero movies, step up. True time. Yeah. Stature. This is Cassie Lang, the daughter of Scott Lang, Ant-Man. So, who you got?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Not bad.
Amber Heard.
Ooh, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
You need a blazer.
You could actually get inside her vagina because she grows.
Yeah. She turns into a giant girl, and there's a whole bunch of Attack of the 50-foot-tall woman fantasies.
I wish my fucking dick was working, but it's not. Because of all the goddamn medicine, I'd be so hard right now. I'm dripping anyway, but it's just...
It's cold outside, too.
Damn. I went with Diana Agron. Do I need to pull her up, or...?
I'm sure. I'd like to see that.
Giant pussy. Diana Rigg.
I can't spell, as we obviously know on the show.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep. She's on Glee and I Am Number 4 and all that.
Fucking Glee.
Yep. Actually, she's in some new movie with Paz de la Huerta, some Spanish chick, and they les out, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Pull that scene up.
I don't have it at the fingertip here. Kang the Conqueror.
Dolph Lundgren.
I had him for a long time on my list, yes.
Mark Wahlberg.
Eventually, he will be cast as everything.
Dennis Quaid.
That's not bad.
Because he's weird looking in the mask.
Yeah, so. I went with Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
Because I was watching, what's the...
The Prophecy?
No, the Russian mobster, Eastern Promises.
Oh, yeah.
And he has that kind of like a haircut and that stone face. Ronan.
Carl Urban.
God, that's a great pick.
Ludi Lin.
IMDb, please.
Yep.
Ludi.
Ludi. Lin.
That guy.
From Monster Hunt.
But he's Asian.
And so is Roman.
Not the picture
he is. He will also be the new...
The blonde white guy.
A lot of people have been Ronan. Okay. He will be your new yellow power... Or no, black Power Ranger, sorry.
The yellow Power Ranger.
He's Asian. Of course I'm going to say he's the yellow Power Ranger. What the fuck?
That's racist.
Of course. Vince.
Randy Quaid.
How's he going to fit the beard in the mask? Is all I'm gonna... Giant white hair just, sticking all out of the mask.
Just go with it.
He just puts a cardboard mask over his face.
Puts the Rupert Murdoch mask on.
Just go with it. Just go with it.
I went with Scott Adkins. Boyka from the Undisputed movies. He was also in Born, and I believe he's in the new... was the Van Damme movie with Tong Po.
Bloodsport?
Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Because him and Batista were in it.
So. I watched The Quest on New Year's Eve.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Black Tarantula.
Batista.
I don't hate that pick, yeah.
Luis Guzman.
Louis Guzman.
A fat Mexican.
The brain. The brain.
I had to because he was they made Spider-Man a Mexican.
Jesus Christ. It looks like a bat. When you pull it, it looks like a bat.
Who you got, Vince?
Terry Crews.
Sure, why not? I went with Bobby Cannavale. So that takes us to Hellcat.
A white woman.
Where are they all at?
Isla Fisher.
Yeah, from Wedding Crashers. Yeah, she's God almighty.
I like it.
Alexandra Daddario.
Put her in red hair.
I got Alice Eve.
Fucking Alice Eve would be perfect. I went with Allison Hannigan.
Whatever.
From Buffy and How I Met Your Mother. Okay, so that takes us to... Our top 10 this week is our top 10 favorite comic book moments. Now, they don't have to be like a great moment. Like, yay, the hero wins. They could be horrible, like most of mine are.
Yeah.
So, but they are just great moments in comic books. Mr. Short, you will start us off with your number 10.
The Rocket Raccoon comic where Groot tells a story and all he says is, I am Groot the whole time. I think it's number 2.
I think it is, yeah. That's it's all told in like letterbox at the top for translation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Marvel Swimsuit Edition. When it came
out. Oh, yeah.
That was the mid-90s, was it? Because they were also
doing... She-Hulk was on the cover.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were also doing... they were doing trading cards at the time. Yeah. And Psylocke was also on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riding the surfboard.
Yep. You can take that euphemism however you want. Vince, you're number 10.
Gwen Stacy dies.
It's higher on my list, yeah. My number 10, I have Sue Denby raped by Dr. Light, Identity Crisis number 2. Just, it was such a shock.
Dr. Light?
Yeah, that's the, you're like, Dr. Light's always been like a C-level Flash guy.
Teen Titans Go, Dr. Light?
Yes, but you figure out.
We're not watching Teen Titans Go anymore, kids.
You figure out from this why he becomes that, because after he did this, the Justice League wiped his mind. And they made him basically retarded. And they also ended up mind-wiping Batman, because he was the only one against it. But eventually Batman recalls the memory and figures out, what the fuck did you do to me, and all this. That's why Dr. Light becomes like a retard. It's because he raped the Elongated Man's wife and killed her. So, yeah. Number 9. Exactly.
Hank Pym eats Wasp.
Yes.
And Marvel Zombies.
Yeah.
Oh, zombies.
Yeah. Come here, Janet. Not. Yeah, I thought you meant. No, there's. Like, that is. Red wings and that's another moment that has made it into the comic books where one of them shrinks and says, okay, now it's your turn. And yeah, so. Yep. Dan, you're number 9.
Wolverine Origins.
Shut up. That never happened.
Not the movie.
Okay.
I'm talking about the comic book.
The comic book. The
comic book was a lot better.
Yes. Dan.
Vince.
Vince, your other Dan.
That guy.
Harry Osborn dies.
Yes. This the...
That's,
The daughter?
No, Harry.
Okay.
When Peter Parker figures out that it's... he's...
Oh, I thought you said Harry Osborn.
No, Harry Osborn.
Harry Osborn, yeah. My number 9... Joker kills Jason Todd in Batman number 427. This is the one that everybody could call into the 900 number and vote whether Jason Todd lives or dies. He died, and then he comes back as Red Hood, but, you know. But, yeah, that was a kind of a big moment. Number 8.
The discovery of Poyo in the Chew comic. It was so good.
You love that damn chicken.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. We need to find you a stuffed Poyo. Just...
There's a figure of Poyo breaking out of a box, and it's pretty expensive.
Dan.
Anagram Comics. When Marvel and DC...
You talking about Amalgam?
Amalgam, yeah.
Them too.
I have Lobo Duck.
Yeah.
One of them was...
Bruce Wayne, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, Speed Demon, which was the Flash Ghost Rider mashup.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of...
Something else.
Yeah, there was... I kind of wish they would... Now, both companies have kept that as it did happen, but DC has it as one of their other Earths, and Marvel, it was another universe type of thing. But technically, they are still in canon, so... Vince, you're number 8.
The issue where Damian Wayne dies and Alfred, his whole name.
Oh,
Death in the Family?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that...
Because Alfred pretty much raised him.
Yeah, that's true. My number 8 is the issue of Hawkeye 19. This is the Matt Fraction, David Aja run, where he uses sign language. It's the silent issue where he's deaf and he has to use sign language the whole issue. So I really like that one. It was a nice kind of update to the G.I. Joe, kind of paid homage to the Snake Eyes silent issue that they did. Number 7.
Will you stop squeaking that goddamn chair?
Number 7.
When Superman goes crazy in Injustice.
Oh.
When
he kills Lois?
Yeah. Joker kidnaps Lois Lane.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
When Bruce Wayne's parents die. Because if they don't fucking die, you don't have no Batman.
Well, yeah, that technically is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When the Max finds out he's a human gardener.
Yes.
And Max issue number, I don't know. It was the last issue.
Yeah, it was towards the end. My number 7, where Ozymandias admits he had already put his plan into place, Watchmen number 11. Or, like, most people just probably have the whole collected graphic novel, but, yeah, where they, Rorschach and, it's not Night Owl, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, they asked him about whether he started the,
Yeah, and he's like, I did it 35 minutes ago. Yeah, so number six.
When John and Susie find each other and sex criminals and they start fucking, fucking stealing shit.
Well, one, they start fucking. Then they start stealing shit. So.
Yeah.
Sex Criminals is a great book.
When Superman dies.
You cocksucker. That's my number six, too.
Is it?
Because he needs to die.
And then we got Reign of the Supermen with five or six different Supermen.
Yeah.
Steel. At least we got Steel out of it. That's a decent character. So that was your number six as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mine is Amazing Spider-Man number 294. This is the end of my favorite Spider-Man story, Kraven's Last Hunt. This is where Kraven commits suicide.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, as far as suicides go in comic books. So, no!
No clapping.
No clapping on the microphone. But, yeah, shoots himself in the head because he's done everything he needed to do. And he was dying anyway, so. Number five.
Punisher-Batman crossover. Deadly Nights.
Yes.
I want to find it.
It's hard to find. I've only seen copies online.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, Dan?
X-Men 25. Wolverine gets his animated.
Shit. Yeah, that's higher on my list. Yeah.
Magneto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Number five, Batman beats the shit out of Superman.
Dark Knight. Dark Knight. I want you to remember. Yeah.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Yeah. My number five, as we've already talked about earlier on this episode, Steve Rogers assassinated Captain America number 25. So. Number four.
When Deadpool got smashed by a planet. It was Death of Deadpool. And the whole comic was just ridiculous. And at the end, he was on a boat celebrating something, and a planet just come out of nowhere and smashed the boat.
Yeah. That's the only way you can kill him.
Spider-Man Torment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was McFarlane really...
editions.
Yeah. That was
I just that, bought yeah. a bunch of McFarlane covers.
Did you?
Yeah. They were like $4 each.
Yeah. Number four for Vince.
Big Man Plans, when he gets set on fire and thrown into the river.
I still and need to find out. The rest of those. He climbs out, he's all burnt and naked, and
I can't find number three and four. Or
I
like,
looked at university this weekend, I didn't see any.
I've only seen one and two at Creepy.
Only one, two. They're gone now. I swear to God, if you find three and four...
Yeah.
I can download the digital copies, but I want an actual physical
I've been
copy.
Buying Batman Europa, and I looked for... Big Man Plans. I didn't see anything.
I love that book. Fuck, I know. I've read the digital. I know how it ends.
I don't know how it ends. I'll have to read it.
Wait. Yeah. Wait till you have
God
the physical.
Damn it.
My number four is X-Men 25. Magneto rips out adamantium. You know Wolverine can't swim. The adamantium is too heavy. So he just sinks and then he walks like across the water.
And then dies.
And then dies and comes back. And
walks again.
Yeah.
We got a Highlander here.
Yep. Number three.
Capture of James Gordon and Black Mirror.
Yes.
That was such a good book.
That was a hell of a twist, too.
Yeah.
Because
they thought it was Joker the whole time.
Right.
And then it ended up being James Gordon Jr.
It was very well written.
Yeah.
That was Snyder? Snyder?
Yeah,
Capullo?
Zack Snyder, yeah.
Yeah. Or Scott Snyder.
Scott. I don't know who Zack Snyder is.
He's the director for the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
All right, number three, Dan.
The Walking Dead. Before it actually became mainstream and all that good shit.
Yeah. It's a lot more brutal and the comic is a lot more brutal and a lot different than the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the TV show does have elements. I mean, obviously locations and stuff like that, but as far as it comes to there's no Daryl, how Shane gets killed, how Lori gets killed, that's all.
They should have shown Carl killing Shane,
yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have. And I think it would have, if they would have shown it how Lori died as well, differently, like they did in the book, that would have been, you'd have seen people losing their shit like the Game of Thrones Red Wedding where everybody online was freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
If they showed how Lori actually died, which I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but goddamn.
Yeah, no shit.
Where were we? Number two or three. Number three for you?
The issue where Spider-Man gets a symbiote.
Oh, yeah.
The black costume.
Black that's Secret. Led into the original Secret Wars.
New building!
Thank you.
Well, it's the Torment.
Yeah. Yeah. My number three, Spider-Man kills Gwen Stacy. Spider-Man 121. That's the Green Goblin throws her off, but he kills her anyway, so... Oops.
Fuck it.
Which they... that's the one part of the Amazing Spider-Man 2 movie they got good is, you know, they got that part right.
So. Yeah.
Number two.
When Superior Spider-Man gets his new suit.
Yeah.
That's when Doc Ock takes over...
Yeah.
Peter Parker's body and gets the new suit with the extra arms and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking cool.
Little tentacles, or not tentacles, they're...
Testicles.
Exactly.
Yes. Big
tentacles.
He needs more balls.
This is an Asian Spider-Man.
Yeah. tentacle porn. Number two, Dan.
Savage Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
He can just say almost anything from that, yeah.
Fucking love Savage Dragon.
Yeah. I like, he's on Spawn now. Eric Larson's on Spawn now. They've started the Hell War. It's actually Spawn versus Satan now. And
good.
Larson and McFarlane are doing it together.
And then he needs to go after heaven.
Just one more.
Yeah. All right.
Number two.
You're going to forget.
The issue where Batman gets his back broke by...
Bane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That led into Nightfall, or was that the end of Nightfall?
That led into Nightfall, remember. I think.
I think it was... yeah, because Nightfall is when Azrael... Yeah. My number two, Colossus returns in Astonishing X-Men 4, where he had been gone for, God, years, because the Legacy virus, he did the thing so they could have the cure, but then you find that he's been held this whole time and had tests run on him by these people, and Shadowcat's the first one that finds him, and great moment. That's, I believe Joss Whedon wrote that. Number one.
Number one, when Joker steals his own face from the police station.
Yes.
That was so cool.
Yeah. Creepy as fuck, too.
That'd be a great movie.
Yeah.
Straps it back onto his face.
Dan, you're number one.
Anything Todd McFarlane.
Yeah.
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 His Spider-Man Spawn, shit, his Spawn shit. Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
My number one is the issue where Wolverine gets his claws broken by Sabretooth.
The bone claws?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a moment that you never thought would happen, especially after he had the metal ripped out. My number one, All-Star Superman number 10. It is the issue where Superman keeps a girl from committing suicide. She's standing on the ledge. Her doctor didn't get back to her. So that he was stuck in traffic or something. She's about ready to jump off, and Superman flies there. Right as she's getting ready to, he flies up, and no, he's really stuck in traffic, and it'll be all right. Your tests have come back, and he talks her down. And it's an actual self-contained, this is what makes Superman a good hero solo story. I know you hate Superman. But...
Peace.
All right, so that was our top 10 comic book moments. We're going to internet questions this week. Would a Star Wars, Star Trek crossover movie work?
No. Who did that? Who asked that?
I forget what.
Kill them.
Apparently the answer is no.
No, because Star Wars sucks.
No, Roboto.
It wasn't him. It wasn't him. What are your favorite alien race from both Star Wars and Star Trek?
Well, Star Trek would probably be the salt suckers.
The what?
Your favorite
salt
alien?
Fuckers?
Salt yes. Suckers. The M113 creature.
Yeah.
Or Tribbles.
Fucking Tribbles.
And fucking Ewoks. Tribbles and Ewoks.
It's the same thing.
Furry little bastards.
One is just the Pokemon thing to the other one. They evolved.
I'll go with the Gungans.
Use a gun to die some. Yeah.
Or the sand people.
Fucking Jawas. Yeah. Jawas are my pick for...
I'm sorry.
I got nothing.
Indians.
My Star Wars is probably the Jawas and Star Trek. Borg?
Borg are pretty badass.
I like the Borg, or you know, Klingon, Romulan. I mean, yeah, but I'd say Borg.
That big-titted green lady.
Cardassians.
Big-titted green ladies. I don't know anything about Star Trek.
Just Google that. What do you think about the Mario Maker YouTube videos I sent in? Okay, we watched these ones that were sent in. It's people playing Super Mario Maker, and this one black guy has a fucking meltdown because he kills
he loses to Yoshi.
Right.
To move on with the rest of the level, and he fucking has a goddamn meltdown and starts crying.
Yeah, and then
it's a good course until now. I have to leave Yoshi behind.
And then he gets to the end of the level where there's a Yoshi hidden in
the bricks,
and when he hits the thing, the bridge collapses and Yoshi falls in the lava. He loses his shit, starts crying. That's hilarious.
Suck the sand out of your vagina and take some fucking bite off.
And then the actual Mario...
The blue Yoshi.
And then the Mario Maker levels that we sent in where you don't push... Yoshi. And then you don't push anything. And it just does it automatically. Just so much time and effort to just get all those things right perfectly. Just crazy.
The do-nothing ones? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are nuts.
Vince, you got anything?
I got nothing.
All right.
I got shit.
I'm high.
The Monday after the NFL regular season is usually dubbed Black Monday. It is when a lot of the teams...
A lot of the black players come out and say,
with losing records, decide to part ways with either the coaching staff, front office, etc. Who do you think is getting fired? Chip Kelly was a casualty yesterday. Pagano's gone from the Colts. Who else could be fired?
Dan's about to get fired because of this goddamn chair over here.
Yeah, he's about to cut his feet off. I don't think Pagano should be fired. I think the GM should be fired for the Colts. I think he's just a fucking douche nozzle, but he's useless. But I don't know. Whoever is the coach of the Chargers that ended up fining that guy. And that whole organization, the top to bottom, should be fired, and the team should be sold. So, yep.
All right.
Lemmy died, and most people know Ace of Spades from Motorhead.
Yep.
What do you think is the most iconic song that a band is known for? He's going along the lines of "We're Not Gonna Take It," Twisted Sister, or AC/DC, All Night Long, Freebird, Smoke on the Water. So it's not one-hit wonders, but it's a band that's known for their one biggest song.
Yeah. Valerie.
Really?
Have you ever been Valerie high? Hell no, you haven't.
Valerie!
That's right.
Call me!
Hey, that's a pretty... Eric Prydz.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that video? That remix he did?
Yeah. So what are some that... I mean, you could go like Metallica, Enter Sandman. That's probably their biggest...
That's what I was going to say.
Fuck Metallica.
Guns N' Roses would be Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
Or that one that I was thinking of.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah, that one.
Dream Believer.
I got to admit, that's a great answer for this, because you could also throw Last Train to Clarksville in there.
Steve Winwood, Valerie.
I already said that. or what's
Kiss.
Another dude?
Yeah, Kiss.
Party All Night Long.
Yeah.
Chicago. Saturday in the Park.
Yeah. That's
That dude that you carry around in your fucking wallet.
Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
Keep forgetting.
Iron Maiden, you'd go Run to the Hills.
Run to the Hills.
Warren G, Regulate.
MC Hammer.
Too Legit to Quit. Oh, sorry. No, the other one.
No, the other one.
Yeah.
The one from the Addams Family.
Was it Addams Family Groove or something?
Just something like that, yeah.
Vanilla Ice with Turtle Rap or whatever.
Ninja Rap, whatever. Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go. Yeah. Top 10 for your best movie soundtracks. I think we've done that, but we might do that again. Should the background checks for firearms change?
No.
Change how?
I think this is because Mullah Obama has come out and said he's going to try to do stuff through executive action.
I don't see a problem with the way they do it now.
I don't either.
If you have a domestic battery charge, you should not have a gun. If you have a felony
you should not, you have, should a not have a gun. Yeah, it's kind of self-explanatory.
It depends on what kind of felony.
If you're brown, you shouldn't have a gun.
Oh, sorry.
You hear that? You hear that, Oprah? Dan? If you're, Oprah?
I'm not brown enough.
If you're Islamic, you shouldn't have a gun.
Oh, sorry, Dan.
I'm not Islamic. That would be like if you're a fucking hillbilly.
They've already had guns.
You already got some. No, I don't think it should change.
What's his name? 10 Gauge down in Martinsville.
Oh, Jesus.
God damn. Fucking shit.
Really?
I want the Tommy gun.
I don't know anything. We know nothing.
We know nothing. Let's see. Do the Colts throw a grenade and start over? Yeah, pretty much. Just
pack up and go to L.A.
No. Then what do we do with the giant building? You have a good core of a team. You tried to bring in
LARPing
furries everywhere. You have a good core. Just
hide and seek.
Get rid of the older players and hire linemen, so our quarterbacks quit getting fucking kidney lacerations and their head beat.
Basketball.
Ooh, the trampoline. Ooh, awesome. The trampoline basketball.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay,
I got
Steve.
Awesome. Here we go. If forced to do, which would you do? Suck one, take one in the back door, or lose yours?
Well, any man that brings a dick near me, he's going to lose his. So none of them.
Vince is giving me the weird eye, so I don't know which is about to happen.
Take it and probably lose
it. No holes barred on me, buddy. I don't.
I don't know.
I'll fucking jerk it to you like this, man.
This is why we're not on YouTube.
That poor microphone.
I'm with the Dan on this. The Dan is, somebody's getting something cut off. Ideal vacation. Money is no object. Where do you go on your ideal vacation?
Tahiti.
I think we've done this before.
I think we did top 10 vacations, but this one is money is no object. Where do you go?
New Zealand.
That's a good pick. Yeah,
naked.
Well, you'll be on the other side of New Zealand. I'll be on the other.
Valerie!
I'm just going to run naked.
I go to Iceland. That's mine. So
Amsterdam.
Well, obviously, that's Dan's. If money's no object,
Switzerland.
There will be a store that has sold the fuck out for Dan.
Bought that motherfucker.
And hookers.
And booze. Fire trucks.
Fire trucks?
Fire trucks and hookers
and booze.
God, I love bachelor parties. First thing you would do with Powerball winnings, since it's up to, like, God, $350 million.
Tell no one.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
Family members, friends, and fucking cockroaches.
I don't want friends of friends. I don't want.
Yeah.
I'm talking immediate family. Mom and my brother. That's it.
Yeah. I would move the fuck away.
I would buy an island.
I'd leave the country.
Yeah. Canada. Like northern Canada.
I'd go where the climate.
You would own Canada.
I'd go where the climate is 70 degrees all year round.
Yeah.
Patagonia.
I would.
You know, Southern America. South America, you know.
Definitely leave the United States.
Yeah, I would have an island and,
yeah.
Gold.
Yeah. Last. What is the last thing you would do with your Powerball winnings?
Tell no one.
The last thing I would do, like.
I would.
Something that I wouldn't want to do.
It just says what the last thing you would do. I would invest.
Yeah.
Well, not only invest, but make it rain on some hookers. Midgets. Midget hookers. Tons of tiny little hands touching you.
Ooh. Transgender midgets.
No. Oh. Why?
Why not?
It looks like a female, but I kicked it in the balls and it said, oh, I have balls. Yeah, so I don't know what.
Tell no one.
Tell no one about your midgets. Which superhero group would you guys be in? Who is who in said group? We did this earlier out on the porch, and we decided that we are Alpha Flight, Canadian superheroes, where Mr. Short would be Puck. That's for Vince.
I would be Sasquatch.
You would be Sasquatch. Vince would be North Star.
Goddamn right.
Because he's gay.
No holes barred, baby. I got two in the butt, one in the mouth, and two in the arms.
And I don't know which one I would be, because that's the only three I know from the team. So
I don't know.
I don't know.
You'd be the other guy.
Yeah, that one.
Don't say the blob.
I didn't say the Blob. I said the other guy. He's not in the Alpha Flight.
Did any of you guys ever say anything racist in public without realizing it until after the fact?
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah, talking to Dan at Walmart.
I remember Dan was doing something like
singing. The table tennis bat incident.
That was me.
Yeah,
that was both of us.
You were doing something. We were doing inventory one time, you and me.
And you were
singing like the Monchi Chi song or something shit like that. And a black woman had walked by after you said Monchi Chi, and you just lost your shit because you thought you called her a monkey, and he didn't know it until the fact. Vince, your racism is pretty blatant.
I say whatever I fucking feel like all the time.
Whenever I go to the zoo and we're riding that train around, and I'm like, look, they let the monkeys loose. all the time.
Yeah, it's true. He does, yeah.
It's like gorillas in the mist, too.
I told a black man to smile so I could see him in the dark.
I was in Toys R Us and I yelled, Jig!
Boom! Remember Farm War? We used to do that all the time. Like, we'd stand a couple aisles down, and he'd start to jig, and I'd go, boom!
He's about the whole entire store.
Brilliant. Do that shit now.
No, this is why we don't have things. Mongolian barbecue or Japanese hibachi?
I love it.
Shit, bring it to me.
I think the answer is yes, but I would probably say Mongolian.
Yeah.
I like that a little better.
I'll go, but
I just made some fried rice on New Year's Eve, and it's pretty good.
Fried rice?
Fried rice.
But you're not Asian.
I know that. And I used to walk.
Oh!
Why do you think there's a delay between getting hit in the balls and the pain that follows?
It's pretty shock. Instant.
Yeah. Shock?
It's pretty instant.
Yeah, there's.
Like, I would say shock. Your brain goes, I really just get in the... Oh, yeah, I did get hit in the balls!
Yeah.
Well, you're also fighting the puke from not coming out.
Yeah, that
depends on how hard you get hit.
I'm fighting the jizz not coming out.
I know you are.
Damn it.
any thoughts about the Oregon deal where an armed, quote, militia have taken a building in a wildlife refuge to protest against the government? Have you seen this story?
More power to it. No. I read some of
They've been listening to us.
You know what?
Apparently, a couple of farmers or
Randy Quaid?
Ranchers up there. No, it's about Randy Quaid-ish. Apparently, a couple of ranchers up there were convicted of arson because they burned a bunch of plants not on their land, but it was an invasive species that was going to come over onto their property. And they were sentenced to prison. One was sentenced to a year. The other, the father...
So it was a controlled burn like they do with Canadian thistle around here.
But it wasn't theirs to burn.
The son was sentenced to a year. The dad was sentenced to 3 months. And they served their time and they got released. And then a federal judge came and said, I don't think you served enough time. I want you to go back and serve 4 years apiece.
Oh, fuck you.
And a bunch of these, air quote, militiamen, one of them is, if you remember, the Bundy Ranch situation. This is the son from there. Have went up to Oregon and they've taken over this National Wildlife Refuge area and said, no, this is not going to happen. The actual people said, yeah, we'll be there tomorrow to start serving our sentence, but, you know. I think if once you're sentenced and you serve your time, you're done. No judge should be able to go, no, that's not right. That's into weird double jeopardy laws and
statute of limitations.
And the whole thing is, they burnt some plants that didn't belong to them. Kind of like how the government does. With burning plants that doesn't belong to them. Marijuana.
Easy killer. Last thing. Oh, my God. We have a Walmart story. Somebody sent us in a crazy-ass Walmart story because it's us. Found another Walmart crazy for you guys. Lecanto, Florida. A woman is accused of shooting up meth and riding a motorized cart through a Walmart while eating chicken and drinking wine. WFLA reported that 20-year-old Joseline Alida Lopez faces charges after the incident reported at a Walmart on, let's say, Tuesday. Suspect allegedly shot up meth, then ate sushi, cinnamon rolls, rotisserie chicken, and drank wine while driving a motorized shopping cart at a Walmart. The sheriff's office... The sheriff's office had arrested her on suspect of charges of shoplifting and drug paraphernalia. She's accused of consuming about $32 worth of food and wine. Authorities said she took sushi, wine, and other items off the shelf, then ate them. Two empty syringes were reportedly found in her purse.
I thought you smoked meth.
Well, you can. You can smoke it, shoot it, snort it, eat it. Goddamn, you can do anything with it.
Thank you for the drug report.
No, yeah. This show has been brought to you by DARE, Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
Somebody needs to get you tested. Here, pee in this cup.
Why is this pee glowing in the dark and it's daylight out? Yeah. Yeah, so more crazy Walmart people. Just people are fucking frightened.
She was eating sushi from Walmart?
Yeah, you know she was on some shit.
I watched this lady. It was two ladies feeding their kids donuts, and she threw the fucking bag away when they were done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we used to find shit like that all the time. Yeah. Especially
just walk to the store, eating fucking donuts.
On our side,
really?
We never went hungry, all right? We went to Walmart, salads, chicken, goddamn. I made sandwiches, lobster.
I never went hungry at Kroger.
Never went hungry anywhere I ate.
Now, Dan and me work foodside. We would find shit like this all the time where people would just munch shit and stash it away.
We found stuff in fucking sporting goods all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But
boxes of chicken.
Yeah, we never went.
Jerky, tobacco spit.
We never went hungry on foodside. That's true.
I met somebody that had never had lobster before, and this one Walmart still had lobster.
Yeah, I remember. I was there this day,
and we made it. And it was delicious.
It was fucking delicious.
I never had lobster.
We had lobster races.
I won some good fucking money off those lobster races.
I cooked lobsters when I worked in Marsh.
See. So did I.
<And
ate them.
laughs> All right, that's it for this week's show.
Allegedly.
The show of death. Thank you for listening. We do have an email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. You have suggestions for the show, things you would like for us to cover, send it there. Please rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. We are on Facebook.
Satchel.
We are on Facebook. Just search for Official Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. We are on Twitter at Inconclusive Pod, at Cyborg Sumo. Vince still makes friends at Fetal Bliss.
I do. I make lots of friends.
What was your latest?
You ain't on the Twitter machine?
No, you two aren't. What was your latest Vince making friends with women?
I don't know.
It was something about women and
tampons.
Feminism,
butt sex.
Just fucking stupid cunts just running their mouths.
Yeah. Each other, or no, stuff. Selective service.
Cunning stunts.
Yeah, it was selective service. Yeah. Some fat ass bitch bitching about something. She was fat. And she looked like you.
Oh, great, thanks.
But she's a woman.
Thanks.
So she was fucking sexy.
She was hideous.
Oh.
You look good. You're a handsome man.
That's true.
But you make a... But you would make a horrible-looking woman.
That's absolutely true.
Thank you. So okay. Just imagine this chick, a female version of Justin. She was bitching about men.
Is she going to be in a Ghostbusters movie?
Really? Facial piercings and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Kind of bitches you just want to throw magnets at their face?
She's bitching about stuff, but I'm like, you don't have to go into selective service. She's talking about white men's privilege or something. You don't have to sign up for selective service, bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah.
The fucking government owns me until from 18 to 32. So you can suck my ass.
You no longer have to worry about it, Ben.
I know.
That means we're free.
Yeah. Free!
Really?
No, not really.
Look at that. Sweet Jesus, that's not even a clap worthy.
No.
Damn.
Let's
see.
Come on, dude.
Woo!
Obama!
And we're done. Call me! Valerie runs to the hills. If I didn't already have episode title, it would be Valerie runs to the hills.
Rudy!
Fuck you guys. I'm leaving.
All right. Thank you for listening. We might be back next week.
Fuck you guys.
We shall see.